Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Eat better, meditate, exercise more, use your phone less, all with your phone.
It's our New Year's resolutions, plus I've got a party trick that'll make you popular with the whole family.
And I will show you how to turn your boring or possibly offensive tweets into inspirational quotes.
It's made for me. It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the online marketplace for buying and selling used gadgets. Shop from a variety of certified pre-owned electronics or trade one in for cash. Give new life to a used device. Visit gazelle.com today. And by the Ring Video Doorbell. With Ring, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. It's like caller ID for your home. Right now, get free expedited FedEx shipping when you go to ring.com/iOS today. Hey, it's a brand new year.
A brand new year.
2016, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Megan Maroney.
Leo Laporte.
And Happy New Year to all of you. Thanks for joining us for the very first iOS Today of 2016.
It's a new year. We're full of hope and resolutions.
Lisa said, I said, we're going to do a show about New Year's resolutions. My wife said, do people still do those?
I always do, and they last, like, maybe till the 2nd of January.
We know that they're not going to last forever. And at the same time, we do also know that if you can do something for 30 days, that's all, it will become a habit. So if you don't have to make that New Year resolution last all year. You can make it just last all month, and you have a good shot at kind of continuing it through the rest of the
year. Right. And I'm all for just improving yourself. Just keep at it. Even if you think... So some of the apps that I have... Let's start with an app. It's called Strides. So this isn't for a specific resolution. It's for really any resolution. And it's like you said, if you can do it enough days, it becomes a habit. Mm-hmm. So Strides shows you when you have a streak. So, you know, it rewards you just by saying, oh, look, you meditated twice. Look at you. You're on your way.
Happy day. You've made a great stride.
Unfortunately, a lot of these apps do not work so great on the iPad Pro, the big screen that I... So, this is what Strides
looks
like.
But this is iOS Today, so we can, you know, this is for iPhone probably more.
So maybe it'll be better to show it on the iPhone. So Strides, let's see. Here's Strides. Here's what I'm resolving to. Meditate, exercise.
So you put your resolutions in there.
Right.
And then when you do something right, you check it off.
Right. So you can choose, you know, if you want to budget, if you want to save money.
Oh, nice.
If you want to floss. And
what?
Then you say,
is floss really in there?
Yeah, floss.
Actually, that's a good thing.
A day,
everybody should
per
do
day,
that.
Every day, 7 a.m. So then it'll
tell you put a few things like that in there that are easy, and then you'll have a feeling of accomplishment.
Exactly. So, that's read. I said, that's easy, although I haven't marked it. But
read.
It also has an Apple Watch app, so it'll remind me.
Oh, I'm going to get
and
this.
And I can You know, when the warning comes up and I can say, oh, yeah, I read today, I drank water 8 times today, I can just say, yes, I did that.
See, it's funny that you should pick that because I was just going to say use Apple's own activity application, which, but it's only for activity.
Right. This is for anything that you want to do, pretty much.
Yeah. So it's the same idea, though, monitoring your activity. It's that new quantified self thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make it be any application. Any particular thing you're trying to do?
Yeah, any of these that
they
offer.
Does it have to be one of the templates?
It has to be one of the templates that, choose. Oh, no, it doesn't. What do you
want
to try?
I want to make one to tease Megan less.
Be nice to Leo.
Yeah. So that's interesting. We have similar goals.
The same thing.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And so every day that you do that,
Right. So I can build a habit by doing it this many times.
Like this.
Yeah.
It's simple, but and I presume it's free.
It is free. There are some pro features. So here, like you can, I want to do like all health, all home. So you have to get the pro to tag and filter your goals, export the data, lock it for privacy.
A lot of times this free one's good enough.
I think it's good enough. But $5 a month, also not that much if you're really serious. If you've tried, your New Year's resolutions over and over
again.
Actually,
one of my resolutions is to pay less for apps.
You mean
so
just
can
for
you,
give
you
me or
that
for
credit
me
card
too?
Back? No. I would like to make one of my resolutions, though, to kind of simplify my technology life. And I know you're going to show me some of those things. Let me show you, though. Okay. I'm very proud of this because one of the things I like about the Apple Watch and the iPhone and the two in conjunction is without your setting anything up, they do keep track of what you're doing. You can't, of course, use the Apple Watch or the iPhone to say, I'm going to go for a walk now, can record that. But I was very proud. These are my actual, you know, we were just came back, as you know, from a cruise. And one of the things I always worry about on cruises is there's so much food and it's so good that I was really worried that I would gain weight. I'm proud to say I did not. I didn't lose any weight. But one of the reasons I didn't is because I walked an awful lot. So here's the first day of the cruise. And it shows that I exercise for, my goal is 30 minutes. I exercise for 79. It does that based on heart rate and how many steps you're taking. I stood all of them. I got 13,000 steps, 6.67 miles. And we were, by the way, it's the Ring video doorbell telling me somebody's at my door. And we were at sea. We weren't doing anything. Now, if I go to the next day, let's go to the day we were at Disneyland, or I should say at Disney World. So let's go, that was December 29th. There it is. You could see, yes, I filled all my rings, and that's how this works. You need to have the Apple Watch for this, by the way, which is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. There are other apps that do something similar without the watch. But having the watch is great because it's kind of doing a good job of monitoring. Look at this. I walked 8.85 miles at 18,000 steps. And I think that's one of the reasons that I even though I often think I'm going to gain weight on a vacation, because you walk so much, you do so much. So it was really nice for me at the end of the day to look at this and say, oh, good, I don't have to worry so much. I'm not going to overeat. And I do use MyFitnessPal, which we've shown before, to record both exercise and calories. So I think if it's tracking activity, this one's nice because it does it automatically.
Yeah, and your iPhone, unless you turned it off, also tracks your steps automatically
right.
in the health app.
Right.
So unless you turn it off,
some
people don't know
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah, in the health app.
Some people don't even know the health app is there.
Yeah.
By the way, here's a nice New Year.
You can't get rid of it, so it's
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Here's a nice New Year's resolution. See, go if you're looking at the app. Go ahead, you can show that. I don't care what people know my phone number. If you click this in the bottom right, medical ID. And put in your blood type, any conditions, your contact numbers, things like that. And now, when the phone is locked, this is really important. So go to that that app. The icon is the little heart, the health app. And if somebody is trying to use your phone, or actually, if you have a heart attack or you're on the street and a first responder comes and unlocks it, he's going to see this emergency. First responders know this. They've been trained. And the medical ID shows up right there on the front. And if you don't have an iPhone, you could use their Android has other ICE apps. It's called in case of emergency ICE apps. But you have an ICE app built into the iPhone. That's another good New Year resolution. That's a simple one you could do right now, which is fill out that form with blood type, medical conditions, contact number. Often the contact number is the most important thing because my friends who are first responders say that's the first thing we want to do really is call next of kin and say. You know, what allergies does he have, you know, and what conditions does he have? But you should fill this out. So there's another New Year resolution.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to do anything. You have it already.
And speaking of emergencies, Automatic, which is a sponsor, I don't think of this show, maybe not this show, but they do that too. You know, Automatic for your car.
Mm-hmm.
You put in numbers. So if I were to get in a car accident, I use Automatic.
It calls.
And it calls my husband immediately to say. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that do that. I have two complaints about the Activity app.
Okay.
You said it worked with walking, and it works great with walking. It works great with running. It does not work great with really any
biking,
rowing.
Elliptical. But, it's made for walkers and runners, but that's true of all of these fitness bands and stuff. They like I row, never notices that I'm doing anything.
Yeah. Well, I went skiing for my holiday break, and
great
I tried.
Great exercise.
Yeah, it was great exercise. But the first day, it didn't register anything. It didn't say that I had my heart rate didn't go up. But what I realized that it was -6 degrees. I was in Montana, and then I looked it up, and it doesn't work in the cold.
Oh, that's good.
So it
to
doesn't
know.
Like it wasn't my
that's
heart
great.
Stopping. It was.
You have no heart rate.
Yeah. So, but then someone I posted
that's
that on Twitter.
Heart stoppingly
it is.
Cold.
It was heart stoppingly cold. They said to start the exercise app. Use the exercise.
That's what
I do. Runs down your battery like crazy. It really does. But the other thing is, I don't think that was accurate either. It said that I burned so many calories, and I think it's not sure how to deal with skiing
right.
because you're going downhill. It doesn't really know.
It does, however, have a rower. Whoops. Where is that? There we go. And by the way, it's called Workout. And the way you start it is you press the stem, and it's the little green running man. And that's exactly right. When I do the rowing, I start the rower. You can give it a goal, or you can have an open rowing. You could say how much time you want and so forth. And it does a better job because at that point it's monitoring your heart rate. And that's, by the way, why it kills the battery.
Right.
Is its continual constant heart rate monitoring. And that that means that green light on the back is turned on. But I have to say, it has a variety. Outdoor walk, indoor walk, rower, outdoor run, outdoor cycle, elliptical, stair stepper. Of course, for skiing, you'd have to use other.
Well, there was an app that was recommended to me called Slopes.
Slopes.
So you can use that on your Apple Watch.
And that works with the watch.
Provided you're not, too, Slopes. So if you are going skiing with your Apple Watch and you really want to see...
It's a funny thing because, Lisa says to me, you know you did the exercise. What do you care if the watch knows?
I care.
I care too.
I want the awards. I want to make sure that I get it every week.
I think that's why these things like the Fitbit, the Apple Watch, make a difference is because there's something psychology of... that somebody noticed.
Yeah.
Just a thing, but that somebody noticed, and that you get the reward and the pat on the back, and you did it.
Right, exactly. All right, so I have a few other good apps for your New Year's resolution. There's one called Coach.me that I looked up that is similar to Strides. It crashed a few times when I was trying to use it, but it's similar to Strides, but it also has different... It's a community. So let's see if Coach.me will crash when I'm... So I have... one of my goals is 2-minute office chair yoga.
Oh.
So that's one of my goals, and I can click on that, and I can actually watch videos. So I could watch this video about how to do office chair yoga. I can talk, join this community of other people who are trying to do yoga every day. So it's not crashing now, which is good. But it's like Strides. You set your goal, but then it has other little things in it. So my other goal was Inbox Zero.
Oh, that's a goal, isn't it?
Another good goal. We've showed lots of email apps to show that. So Coach.me is also free and similar to Strides for whatever your goal is. You just add a new one. So personally grow fit, get fit, improve happiness and relationships, practice a skill, join a challenge, quit a bad habit. That's another thing, quitting.
Quitting's always good. You know what? It's funny. You and I discovered that we both have the same New Year resolution for tidying up.
Yes.
And this has become all the rage thanks to a woman named Marie Kondo, K-O-N-D-O. Now, I wish I had an app for you. She is making an app that is going to come later this year. So look for it in the next few months. And when it comes out, we'll show you the book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. You've been reading it. I have it on Audible as well. And the idea is that, I've just begun it, so maybe you should describe it.
Okay, so the idea is that we've always been decluttering our house wrong. We've been doing, everyone who says, tidy a little bit here and there, or you need just to have a better storage solution, all of that is wrong.
She says it's just hoarding the clutter, not getting rid of the clutter.
She says you have to do it all at once, and you have to do one thing at a time. So you do all your clothes first, and then all your books, and then all your knickknacks.
But the key is... that you throw out anything that doesn't spark joy.
Right.
Which is an interesting idea. If you hold up that sweater and you look at it, and does it spark joy? No. Get rid of it.
Right. And it's not like you go through your closet and say, I haven't worn that.
No.
You have to take everything out. You take everything, every single thing out, and it has to earn its way back in, which I think is fascinating. And I'm totally going to do it, and I'm really scared. I'm not a hoarder, but I don't like to throw things away. The other thing she says in the book that's really interesting is younger sisters have a bigger problem, and I'm a younger sister, because we're used to hand-me-downs. We're used to just taking everybody's stuff and being like, okay, I'll take it. There's a lot of psychology in it, too. So
that's interesting. Yeah. Well, I'll show you. Marie has announced that she's working on the app, and believe me, as somebody who's working on an app, I know how that is. Let me find the app. Here it is. If you go to ConMarie, that's what they call this technique, -media.com. But you can see clothing is number one, and there's check marks for tops, bottoms, dresses, clothes that hang. So that she really is going to walk you through that process. Spring 2016 on the iPhone. You can't get this done too fast.
Right. I won't.
The ConMarie method.
And you're supposed to do it alone, too. You're not supposed to have your family around because they'll want the stuff.
Kids especially.
Yeah.
What we learned when we're getting rid of the kids' toys is don't do that around the kids because they'll go, oh, no, wait, I like that. Oh, wait, don't get rid of that. Oh, yeah. You can't. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
So you have to just throw it away and see if they notice.
Right. And it works the opposite way, too. Like, you want to keep your kids' stuff because it has sentimental value for you. Yes. You're like, oh, wait, why are you throwing that away? Really interesting. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. So I guess the only recommendation here is maybe get the book. And keep your eye peeled for the app. The life-changing magic of tidying up, the Japanese art of decluttering and organizing. Came out 2 years ago now, almost 2 years ago. But for some reason, I've noticed it's really gaining momentum. And it's funny that both of us said, we're going to do this.
Yeah. Okay, I have a couple more. We've talked about the app Moment before that keeps track of how much time you spend on your phone.
Yeah.
There are several of those. There's another one called Break Free and another one called Forest. These are all Moment and Break Free are free, and Forest costs 99 cents. And these are all ways of keeping track of how much time you spend with your phone and kind of reminding you, hey, look around and enjoy life and stop texting or posting on social media or all the things that we do. And I really need this. I feel like I didn't overload on junk food this holiday. I overloaded on social media because it was just like I took a break. We were in the car for a long time. And there's just now I have so many outlets of Twitter and Facebook and Messenger. And so I am going to make it one of my resolutions to spend less time on the phone, put it away before 9 o'clock, plug it in the other room. So Forest is my favorite app right now. Let's see if
ironic because your app is to use the phone less. My app is to use the phone more. So,
I think it's just so. Why do I like about Forest? Because some of these other apps, I think they just annoy
I've
you.
I've used this.
And
yeah, yeah.
So Forest, it's like you get to I'm going to focus for 25 minutes. That's the goal that I have. So you just say plant, and then
So you watch your phone while you're not.
So you
using
put your
it.
Phone down,
and you'll see the tree grow.
And the tree will grow if you pick it up. Your tree will die. And I recommended this to Tony, who has a new baby, too, and he spends a lot of time on his phone. He says he does it for 120 minutes and then just goes to sleep just to get more trees. That's not the way you'd use it.
I was going to say, here's an app that lets you use your phone more. It's called Day One, and it's a journaling app. That's one of the things every year I make this resolution, and every year I fail it.
You get to Day One.
I get to Day One. It's nicely named, aptly named.
Right.
But the idea, and I think this is really, it's well designed for an iPhone. This is actually the iPad Pro, and you can see it even looks good on an iPad Pro. The idea is to encourage you, and it will even notify you. There's an app for the desktop as well that will say you haven't journaled yet today. And it encourages you to use your tools. So, for instance, take a photograph, capture moments as they happen. That's a lot easier than writing a paragraph or something like that. And because it syncs either with iCloud or with Dropbox, I haven't got mine synced because I don't want you to see my super private secret one-day journal. And then you can say how often you get reminded. Obviously, you don't have to have reminded. Oh, you're part of my journal.
Your secret journal. You know, there's an Apple Watch app, too, that I tried for a while. And you can just use it to check in. So you have the app. And I took it off my watch because that's another thing. I'm decluttering my apps too, and I wasn't using it, but you can just tap the Day One and then check in where you are.
I think that even that, for instance, this is the only thing I recorded last year, was your first day of work at
Twit. April 6th. Well,
April 6th, 2015.
That was my first day of hosting iOS today. iPad today.
And that was so easy to remember, and it was so nice. So you can see I have a total of 9 entries, so I'm really dedicated to using this, but I'm going to do it this year.
Don't you start right now? Add something.
Well, I don't really want to tell everybody my thoughts about this moment.
All right.
I'll show you one more, though, that is another one that I said I would do and I never did, which is take a picture a day.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And this can be a picture of you. It could be a selfie if you want. This is Photo 365. It's a couple of bucks. The last one, one day, is free, but there is a desktop app that is not. And the idea is take a photo every day. Simple thing. Let me make you be my. You're always the photo of the day. That's good. that kind of says it all. So that's the photo of the day, and that's going to show up in my calendar. And I think this isn't exactly journaling, but this, you know, I think this is a nice resolution. You know, yours was to use your phone less, but I think if you've got these tools, take advantage of it.
Right. This mindfully use your phone.
Okay. Instead of just, you know, playing Sudoku or I was going to, my app cap was going to be a game that I played at, because we had a 9-hour wait in the airport. Mm. And so I found a game that kept me busy for 9 hours, basically like We Rule, one of those farming apps. But I'm not going to share it with you. I'm not even going to tell you the name, although it's a lot of fun, because it's so addictive. That's the kind of thing I don't want to do more of, right? I don't want to spend wasting my life in a dumb game. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, taking pictures and talking about what you've been doing, that's nice. Because in years to come, it's fun to see that.
It is. Yeah. I totally agree. I have one more that's exercise related.
Okay, good.
7-minute workout. Have you ever tried this?
You know, it's funny. I was going to do it too.
You were?
Now, there are a lot of different apps. Which one do you recommend?
Well, there was just one that I found, but you know how I did it, and I started it this morning on Alexa.
Oh.
The Amazon Echo. Sorry if I
You can actually say.
Yes. You can do 7-minute
Echo. Do you want to do a 7-minute? It's a new skill.
Yes, it is. So you first have to go to the Alexa app, which is.
You have to have an Echo.
But you have to have an Echo first. Yeah. Yes, an Amazon Echo, which I highly recommend. They're great. And so you can do the skills here. This is how you enable skills.
And this is, by the way, a little bit of an obscure thing. If you have an Echo, you've got to read the email skills. Or check the app or the website, because she gets new skills all the time. This is a new one.
7-minute workout. So I have this enabled. And all I had to do this morning was, is that, can you see that? I wonder if I have the Alexa app on my iPad. So I enabled it. That says disable. I don't want to. And then all I said was, Alexa, start the 7-minute workout. And she did. And so the 7-minute workout is 7 minutes, and it does all its squats and its push-ups and its side planks. And so she will tell you exactly what to do and then does it for the amount of time. And then if you need help, you say help. And, you know, then she gives you compliments. And it was great. It almost worked until the very end. And then my Wi-Fi always stops working when someone's using our microwave. Does that happen to you?
I can tell you why that is.
Okay, well, good, because I need to know that. But and so my husband started microwaving something.
Damn you, Marco. I'm working
on my last
here.
One, he was microwaving his cinnamon rolls or something, and I was like beyond the smell, and it stopped. But I did it the rest on my own. Okay, why does my Wi-Fi stop working?
Here's a request. Apple, would you build this into Siri? Why is it only the Echo that can do this? This would be a good thing for Siri. So the reason is the Wi-Fi is that you're using 2.4 gigahertz as your Wi-Fi band. That's the most common Wi-Fi band. And that's because it's an unregulated band. And so a lot of other things use 2.4 gigahertz. Your baby monitor does. And believe it or not, most microwave ovens radiate at 2.4 gigahertz. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is that microwave is sending out radio interference that's exactly the same frequency as your Wi-Fi. The fix is to get a Wi-Fi router that operates at 5 gigahertz and then have the Echo pair to the 5 gigahertz band.
Okay,
I think it can. And then Marco's cinnamon buns will ruin your workout.
Okay, because I knew it was the last one. It was the last
exercise. Frequency.
But I'm going to do it every day. Because I don't have a lot of time.
Well, this is the premise, and there's a lot of research behind this idea that the best way to exercise is kind of as our ancestors might have, in brief, intense bursts, as opposed to what you and I probably do, which is, you know, the treadmill for a half hour or whatever, which is kind
of
steady.
90 minutes of yoga.
Yeah. It's steady, but it's not really what your body needs. It needs intense interval or high-intensity interval training. Mm-hmm. This is, if you don't have an Echo, this is the app I recommend. It's from Johnson & Johnson. There are a lot of, if you look for 7-minute workout apps. There are a lot of them. This is the one I've been using. It's really quite good. It's absolutely free. It does the same thing as the Echo does. It gives you the timer. We'll skip the warm-up. Don't skip the warm-up. And you see you have a lot of controls over it. You can tap, toggle the voice, pause and exit, swipe between workout views. The thing that this has that's better than the Alexa is it will talk to you.
Jumping jacks.
And it will show you what you're supposed to be doing.
She only tells you.
Right. So this is the same thing.
But it shows.
And now we're going to do it. And it's
jumping jacks.
This is good because at least initially you don't remember the exercise and you want to
keep your knees slightly bent.
You'd like this input and stuff. And so the idea is you're going to do these very high intensity. And by the way, please check with your doctor before you do these. These could kill you if you're not in a good shape. If you have any heart issues or whatever, this could be high blood pressure. Please check with your doctor before you do high intensity workouts. But and the idea is, by the way, to do several of these throughout the day, not just one 7-minute workout every day.
Oh, really? No, I thought it was just one a day.
They tell you that.
We'll see. Oh.
But
well,
really,
it didn't. You know, I'll tell you, my activity app didn't think it was very much calories.
Right. Well,
it was
only
148.
It's 7 minutes.
It said, yeah, 11 minutes.
That's very high intensity, 148. That's good. For 7 minutes?
Yeah.
That's 1,400 calories an hour. That would be very high intensity. That's good. But that's the point. You only do it once.
Right.
It's 148 calories. You're supposed to do it several times throughout the day.
I thought it was one and done.
By the way, this one's very simple. I can do this one. You just sit.
It's hard. That's hard.
You're against the wall. It makes it very hard. So this is, I love this. It's from Johnson & Johnson. So when you look for a 7-minute workout, look for the one with the red icon and the dots in a ring. And I think this is a very good one, Johnson.
Yeah,
and it's free. And by the way, you can have your own music from your iTunes library playing. You know, I always like to listen to the Songs of Innocence by U2 when I am working out. I always play Songs of Innocence because that's all I have.
Yeah, I downloaded one that was not free, and
this is great. There's no ads.
Yeah, that's great.
It lets you play your own music. It gives you the video. And I'm a believer in this, but again, check with your doctor because these are fairly intense workouts. Mm-hmm. You don't want to. This is for somebody who's been working out, before, you know, like Megan, who's like in great shape, has been working out her whole life, and now wants to take it to the next level.
Well, I wanted to take it back a level apparently because I was only going to do it once a day, but
no. No.
Well, you know what? It was better than nothing.
It's
that's
better
what
than
nothing.
Nothing
was gonna. I had a busy day today.
Better than nothing.
So you can get all the links at twit.tv/iOS. All these, you can send email to iostoday@twit.tv or send email directly to me at megan@twit.tv. You can also leave us a voicemail. We love voicemails. Our voicemail is 757-504 iPad. That's 757-504-4723.
Somebody in the chat room is saying, get a new microwave oven. Yours is obviously leaking. I think it's normal for there to be some RF leakage from microwave, but it might be if yours is pretty old. You might want to get a new one. The other tip, cover it in tin foil.
Okay, great. Yeah. And stick forks in it. Just leave a fork in the back of the microwave.
Right. Stick a fork in it. Our show today brought to you by Gazelle. Hey, new year, new phone. New year, new iPad. That's good in both ways, because if it's time for you to upgrade, you can take your old device and sell it to Gazelle. They give you a quote that's good for 30 days if you go there right now, gazelle.com. You don't even have to accept it or anything. You don't have to decide, but at least find out what that old gadget is worth. It also gives you 30 days to get a new device to replace the old one, transfer your data over, and then pull the trigger. Once you do, they'll send you a prepaid mailer, so you don't pay the shipping on this. They turn it around fast. If you forget to wipe your data, they'll do that for you. And then they'll send you a check or a PayPal credit. That's faster. Or here's a pro tip. If you're an Amazon user, get the Amazon gift card. They bump that up by 5%. That's the sell on Gazelle. But here's the other reason this is a good time of year to buy from Gazelle. People getting new phones means the old ones are going to be available to buy at Gazelle. Gazelle takes the very best pre-owned gadgets. They put them through a very rigorous 30-step check to make sure it's working, not only working perfectly, but looks good cosmetically. You get choices of the quality you want. You can save more money by saying, oh, a little wear and tear is okay, but no scratches on the screen, that kind of thing. I think this is a great way to buy and to sell. So go to gazelle.com. You can buy iPhones, starting with a 4S. You can get iPads, standard Air or mini models. They even sell Samsung Galaxy phones. This would be great to get for a kid to replace a broken one where, you know what, I don't want to pay top dollar to replace mine. This is a great way to do it. Just remember the name Gazelle, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. Of course, the nice thing about buying a phone there, there's no carrier lock-in, no contract. But they do work with all the major carriers, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon. I always forget Verizon. Mm. Gazelle, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E, gazelle.com.
So this week is CES. And
I am so glad I'm not there, aren't you?
I am glad I am not there, yes. I think I've only been once, and I think it was 2000 or 2001.
It was exhausting.
It was
sure.
A long time ago.
It was with Tech TV.
It was. I just looked up. It was like this history of CES that I wrote when it went up to 2003. So I guess it was 2003 when I went, or 2000.
Unless you were writing about the future.
I know, but it was really. But what the big things in 2003 were home networking, wireless technology, and digital music.
Well, there you go.
Digital music.
Yeah, because the iPod had come out a couple of years earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what do you think this year? I think VR.
Yes.
Is going to be big.
I think VR. I think wearables.
Wearables in general will be huge.
Well, you know, I've started to look a little bit today, just the announcements, and there's the crazy stuff too, like the big fridge with the. Did you see the Samsung fridge?
Samsung brings a fridge every freaking year.
I thought it was a joke this year. I thought it was, and it's a real fridge with like a giant phablet on the front of it.
Every year they do this. I mean, literally for the last 15 years. Internet-connected refrigerators every year.
And
every
I still
year,
want
nobody
it.
Wants one.
I want one.
You
I
want one?
I want someone else to buy me one.
Ah,
I don't want
to
pay, you know.
And, of course, TVs, they get bigger and higher quality, and I'm sure 4K displays will be very big. I don't think there's, you know, it's interesting because for the last 10 years, every year has brought a big innovation in television technology. I don't think this is going to be a year where it's going to be anything brand new. It's just going to be 4K. We already know that's going to be the next big thing. And there'll be a lot of 4K displays.
Yeah, and not much iOS stuff, not much Apple. There is a Griffin announced a new Apple Watch charging pack.
Accessories are big.
Little accessories, yeah. So that's cute. We've got that. It fits on your keychain, which is great.
You know what I'm going to look at carefully, though, is Ford goes, as you know, former sponsor of ours, and we still love them. They go every year to CES, even though it's at the same time as the big Detroit Auto Show. And they usually make some big announcements. There have been rumors, and this is what I'm going to watch carefully, that they might announce a partnership with Google for self-driving vehicles. I've heard others say, including Ford, no.
Yeah.
So we don't know. But one thing they've already announced is that the next year Ford models, every one of them with Sync 3, will work with your iPhone, with CarPlay, and Android Play. So your iPhone or your Android device will automatically pair up with the car and display on the car's screen, you know, iTunes Music and Pandora and your maps. This is a big announcement. I think this is very exciting. And in fact, it makes me, you know, my lease on my car runs out at the end of the year and I'm trying to decide what to get. I think I'm going to get a Tesla because I'm signed up for it and I already gave them a deposit. But now, after seeing that, I really, and you know, I know Jeff Jarvis is watching. He wants one too. I want a car that'll work with my phone better. So I'm very tempted now.
You don't think a Tesla will work with your phone?
Not the same way. I don't think Tesla's announced that they're going to do CarPlay or anything like
that. Well,
it has a 17-inch screen. It's kind of like that Samsung refrigerator. That's dumb.
Yeah, I'll take the Tesla. You take the Ford. And
okay.
We can talk about it on the show.
Ford would be great. I think I'm thinking like a, I don't know, a Fusion? I don't know.
Have you heard the rumor of the iPhone 7? It's going to be 256 gig storage option. That is the rumor.
That would make kind of sense.
It's
kind
big.
Of not.
256
Well,
gigs. What would you do with that?
I bought 128, but it's not even close to full. What size is yours?
64.
All right, let's compare. Let's measure. Wait a minute.
Oh, and I spent a lot of time clearing mine out because it was getting close.
Well, you were running out.
I was running out, but let's see. I just deleted a lot of photos and a lot of apps and a lot of podcasts.
I got 5,568 songs. I got 341 videos. Remember, I just came back from a trip. 3,900 photos, 227 applications. Oh, my goodness. I'm down to 4.8 gigs on 128 gig.
Really?
I am almost full.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow.
I have 23 gigs left of 32, but that was a lot of work.
But you cleared
that
it out.
That was a lot of, yeah, you were playing Sudoku. You could have been cleaning out your
photos. I didn't realize I was that close to the edge. So a 200, maybe 256 is not a bad idea. Part of it is because I have so many songs on there. And I do that before I travel because I'm going to be in a plane and I don't want to have to pay for the Wi-Fi, if it even has Wi-Fi. On a boat, same thing.
Yeah, I have a 3.8 gig. I have Inside Out on here.
The movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could delete that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my photos is always the biggest thing.
Did you saw somebody made an edit of Inside Out where they took out all the inside?
It's just like the
it's just the girl
outside
going,
people? Oh. That's good.
It's apparently very weird. I want to see it. But I haven't seen Inside Out yet.
Oh,
so I'm going to wait because it's probably full of spoilers.
Yeah.
I don't want any Inside Out spoilers.
No, it's a great movie. So we have some patent filings that happened over the break.
And I always say this, take it with a grain of salt, because
it's
just because somebody patents something doesn't mean they're going to do it.
Right, so maybe you'll be able to pay people right from inside iMessage. That was what the patent.
I expect that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can already do that with Facebook messages.
Right, but with iMessage, it'll be different. Do you use those like Venmo and things like that?
No, Sarah loved Venmo. But
it's
Sarah
the generation.
It's generation. She goes out with her friends a lot.
Yeah.
And they need to split bills on stuff, right? I never go out. So.
I go out with friends too, but my friends would just be like, what? Pay with your phone? What are
really?
You saying? Like, they're not as tech
savvy. I don't have
as tech
friends,
savvy
so
as her
I don't
friends.
Know.
But yeah, Venmo.
I paid Lisa a dollar on Facebook messages. It was kind of cool. You have to, in order to use it with Facebook's Messenger, you have to give it your ATM card. And in order to get your money, she has to give it her ATM card. Good move, Facebook. But once you've got that set up, it's very easy. And I feel like Messenger, Apple's patenting this, but it's already in Messenger. So Apple, maybe you didn't invent it.
Yeah.
And I feel like Messenger, because everybody you know has Facebook. Not everybody you know has an iPhone.
Yeah.
Most people you know, probably.
That's true.
But not everybody.
That's true.
I like the idea that I want to use a platform that everybody has, if possible.
But some people hate Facebook, and they don't want to use Facebook.
I know.
So there is that.
Not everybody I know has an iPhone, so having it in Messages wouldn't necessarily work for me.
Okay, so as long as I have you here, I would like to have a discussion about third-party cables.
I didn't do it.
I want to talk to you about third-party cables.
I saw your message, and you know what? I didn't answer it.
Because you knew it was for here.
Because I thought, we'll save it for this.
Let's talk about this.
Because you did not
want to
buy, you're looking for a cable for your iPhone or iPad?
Well, all the things. I mean, you know, and I want, and...
And you didn't want to buy the expensive Apple one.
Right. Well, I don't know. Some people say you can't use third-party cables with the iPad Pro.
You can.
They won't charge.
There's a trick.
Okay.
And I was going to answer this. And by the way, you mentioned a few brands like Anker and some others.
Right.
The key is to look for MFI, Made for iPhone certification. This is Apple certification, and it makes the cable more expensive. But that they have licensed the Lightning technology from Apple. That's why partly why it's more expensive. And then they pay Apple to certify it. And that it does all the same things the Apple cable does. So you could buy cheap third-party Lightning cables that work, but they only charge. They don't do data. Uh-huh. Or they may not be wired properly. They may not have the proper circuitry. You know, there's actually circuitry in that connector. Mm-hmm. So it's important that it be MFI certified. Having said that, Anker and a lot of other people make lower cost cables that are as good as Apple's cables, in some case better. There are companies now making kind of clad cables, steel clad cables that don't break as easily. Mm-hmm. But always make sure before you buy it that it's MFI certified. Otherwise, you might work, it might not work. You're just taking a chance.
Okay, so I have some more. So Amazon Basics, is that okay? Because a lot of people recommended those, and that's what we have here in the studio sometimes. The Amazon Basic cables.
Again, it'd be fine. Let me just look. It'd be fine as long as it's MFI certified. If it's not, do not get it. Don't even. It's a false economy, because if those cables die faster or they don't do what you expect, you're going to end up buying more cables, and that's not good.
Isn't that what you buy, John, the Amazon Basics?
Sometimes.
Also, if it's just
Anker,
like if they get stolen.
Anker is the company that I would. Those are MFI
that's
certified.
That's what was highly recommended, and Belkin was highly recommended.
Again, I'm not sure. I got to go on Amazon, I guess, and see.
And then
do you see where it says, see there, the second line down, Apple MFI certified. No. Yeah, or even like on the description below it, Apple MFI certified, complete charge and sync compatibility, and then it mentions the iPhone models. They cannot say that unless they've gone through Apple's certification mm-hmm. process. And as far as I know, that's the only guarantee that you're going to get a cable that works. It's not a guarantee as to the quality of the cable.
Right, because then it might work. But then it might break or fray.
And cables
like that's
do.
What a lot of people said, that somebody recommended the Ace Power 6.6 feet nylon braided tangle-free 8-pin Lightning.
I like braided cables a lot.
It says, so this made for iPad.
MFI.
iPhone?
Yep. Do you see that that logo on there?
That's it. Okay. Yeah. So good to know.
If it
know.
Doesn't see that logo there, made for iPod, that they can't put that on there.
So it's not like...
But you're still looking
foods.
For MFI certified.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pete from South Texas recommended the Ace Power. Okay, so what about these micro USB to Lightning adapters? Have you seen those? Where you like? Because I have a ton of micro USB cables. They come with everything, but I don't. But there's a little adapter.
Yeah, Apple makes them.
Yeah, that you can just put on.
I have
would you
quite
recommend
a few of those. Only if you get they're MFI certified.
If they're MFI certified. Okay, good to know.
The reason is Apple has patented, the Lightning connector, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if somebody's selling that without Apple's approval, you don't know what you're getting. If they're licensing it from Apple, it's going to cost more because Apple's going to get, whatever, $10 or something. So, and I don't know. No, I don't think anybody knows how much Apple gets. But Apple's going to get something, and that's going to come out of your pocket. So that's why people often go cheaper. All I can say is, and you know, there's a Type-C cables are the new thing that mm-hmm. Apple uses with the MacBook, and a number of phones are using these now. And there's a Google engineer who actually buys all the Type-C cables and then puts a review in on Amazon. And a surprisingly large number of those cables he says, do not buy. They do not have, they're missing a capacitor. They're not going to be compatible with future upgrades, blah, blah, blah. He grades them. And I was shocked at the number of cables that are not up to spec. So there is no, unfortunately, Google doesn't have a certification program. Mm. Apple does. And since we're buying iPhone and iPad cables, please, do that. You'd be glad you did. Okay. It's a false economy not to do that.
What do you think? This was also, you know, when you put something on Twitter, anybody who's in charge of marketing their product will, you know, reply to you. So I got this from the company FlexFix. Have you seen these?
Don't know them.
These go over your cable to...
Yeah, of course, that's called a strain reliever. That's the part where the cable joins the plastic, hard plastic plug, where they're going to fail.
Mm-hmm. And, so have you ever used anything like this?
Yeah, we do. In the studio, we do all sorts of things to relieve strain. Mm-hmm. Another thing you can do is loop your cable and then attach it to the plug. So that's a strain relief, so that when you're pulling on it, you're not actually pulling on the plug, you're pulling on the cable loop. There's lots of ways you can avoid that kind of thing, but that's a big problem. All cables suffer from that. We buy a lot of cables here.
I'm glad we have this talk.
I am too. I'm going to look at these Amazon.
I feel a lot better. I think the Amazon Basic ones, I think maybe, they disappear a lot from the studio. So I think that's a problem too. Like I think maybe.
People take our cables?
Well, yeah. I think that, you know, you hand them out when someone needs a charge and then they just disappear.
Yeah, cables are like that, aren't they?
So, yeah.
Yes, Amazon Basics are Apple certified. They say so on there. They are affordable, $7. But that is the same thing. MFI certified charging and sync. Okay? And that's the key. And so, yes, these Amazon Basics. At that price, if they fail, big deal, right?
So is there any cable you could buy that could charge your device faster?
No.
Okay. That comes in the box, the thing you're plugging it
it's
into.
Yes, it's the wall wart.
Right.
And that's actually pretty simple to figure out. So it's all about watts. What? Watts. So... That's kind of like how many electrons we're pushing in. And iPads, for instance, require a 10-watt charger. Your MacBook requires sometimes 50, 60, 100 watts, okay? So the amount of watts available to you on a USB cable is limited because you can only have 5 volts. Watts equals the amount of volts times the amount of amps. Power equals... Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. IA or whatever it is. So V equals IA. I equals VA. I can't remember the formula from my FCC licensing days. But the idea is you multiply the number of volts times the number of amps, and that'll give you the number of watts. Now, since you always have on a USB device 5 volts, it can't go more than that, it's the number of amps that matters. If you want to get 10 watts, you need 2 amps, right? So look for, I always try to buy adapters that have 2 or more amps, 2.1, 2.3 to charge. And that will give you the fastest charging on your iPhone and your iPad. You can't force more electrons in there than it'll take. So it may not speed it up, but you're going to push as many electrons in there as it can handle. So another, and by the way, sometimes it's not obvious. These are nice because this is a dual adapter and it has 2 ports. It's got a 2 amp rather, and a 1 amp. So that would be 5 watts and 10 watts. So this would be for the iPad and this would be for the iPhone. You can push more wattage, though, into an iPhone, I think. P equals IV. Power equals current times voltage. Amps is current. And the other, if you don't have this kind of conveniently labeled like this, get out your magnifying glass or your reading glasses, because every device sold in the U.S. has very fine print describing the output. In this case, it says DC 5 volts at 3,100 milliamps. So you can see what the output would be by doing the math on there.
Interesting.
P equals IV.
All right, I have some questions. Tom Barkley from Smyrna, Georgia writes, he hope we had a wonderful holiday. I have a question for you two to tackle. For over 25 years, I've made a family video of all the gatherings involving my 5 siblings and their kids, birthdays, vacations, holidays. These HD videos end up being over 10 gigabytes in size, and I've been burning them to Blu-ray discs. I want to switch to some type of file sharing way of distributing these. I've looked at
Nobody will let you do 10 gigabytes.
What about Dropbox?
No, okay. Here's the problem.
Okay, because I had a big video and I tried.
You can have 10 gigabytes on Dropbox.
But then
you
can't share it. Right, but...
You can even share it, but here's the problem. That's a lot of gigabytes. First of all, you've got to upload it, okay? Mm-hmm. Do a little math. You have less upload speed than you have download speed on most carriers. You have to do the math. So let's say you have 10 megabits upload speed. That's not uncommon. 10 megabits is about 1 megabyte per second. A gigabyte is 1,000 megabytes. That's 1,000 seconds times 10. That's 10,000 seconds. It's going to take a long time. That's if you used every bit of your capacity. You aren't going to use all of that. You're probably going to use half. Otherwise, you'd shut down all the downloading in the house.
Right.
So that means 20,000 seconds. Now, somebody can do some math on 20,000 seconds.
That's a lot of math in this show.
It's a long time, and that's for one movie. So people, a lot of times people think cloud storage is the solution. It isn't for large files. Mm-hmm. There's also issues of downloading. Not everybody can look at a 10-gigabyte file. Some file systems won't handle it. Some file sharing systems can't handle more than 2 gigabytes. So there's all sorts of reasons why you don't want to put giant files in the cloud. That's a bad idea.
Okay.
First thing I'd suggest, really, that's way too big. You're not going to, there's no movie that needs that much quality. How long is that movie? A 2-hour movie?
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah. That's too much quality.
Do you
quality.
Think he's talking about 25 years? He adds to it every...
Well, maybe, okay, maybe he has hundreds of hours.
Okay.
The
so
rule
make it
of
small.
Thumb is about a gigabyte per movie is about the size you want for a 1080p decent quality, okay? Maybe you'd go higher if you want, but never that big.
Okay.
So really, if you use a Handbrake, which is a very convenient transcoder, will take a movie, it'll rip a DVD, it'll rip a CD, it'll take an existing file, it'll transcode it. You want to get a bit rate of about 1.5 megabits, and you probably want a file size of around a gigabyte per hour, no more than that, okay? And so 10 gigabytes, unless he's got a 10-hour movie, I think he's putting more quality into that movie. You might want to retranscode it. You can get it to a smaller size. Handbrake is free.fr. H-A-N-D-B-R-A-K-E, like a handbrake in a car, .fr. It's free.
And that just makes it smaller?
All it does is it takes the input and it outputs it in another format. Mm-hmm. It could take that 10-gigabyte file and make it a smaller file. And I don't think you'll see a big degradation. Unless it's really long. It's got to be
it's
a very
a
long
movie. Yeah.
So 5.55 hours to upload 20,000 seconds is 5.5 hours. So that's if you use all of your upstream bandwidth, say 10 hours per movie.
Mm-hmm.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
So don't and then people got to download it.
Right.
Don't store it in the cloud.
Okay.
Send somebody a hard drive.
Okay.
No, not a hard drive, but a USB key. 10 gigabyte a 10 gigabyte USB key is nothing, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can't buy them in units of 10. Let me just see. This is how you should be doing it. Somebody, Reid Hoffman, the guy who founded Netflix, the insight that he had before he founded Netflix was a business school class in graduate school he took where the professor asked a very interesting question. What has higher bandwidth, a fiber connection coast to coast or a truck carrying 10,000 DVDs?
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though the truck isn't as fast because it's carrying so much data, even if it takes 3 days, it might actually have higher bandwidth.
Right.
So just mail them a USB key. Let's see, a 32, USB. Let's make a 16 gigabyte USB key. I'll just see what the price is on Amazon as a, for a typical one. $10.
Yeah, and they $10. Can send it, you can when you see each other again, have them hand back the USB keys and you can add them.
$10.
That's a great idea.
You put it in an envelope, you mail it,
$10. You're really thinking outside of the box.
Well, I'm just saying, what has more bandwidth? 1,000 USB keys or your cable modem?
All right.
Right.
That's a great answer. All right, Mike in Northern Virginia says in episode 278, Leo talked about setting up LastPass on a new device as the first app. Later, he talked about using keychains for password. Keychain. Why use both? What is each for? And how do you keep them in sync if you end up changing a password?
So Apple really invented, before LastPass even, invented this idea of having a secure store for a lot of stuff. Keychain originally began as a secure store for certificates for websites. But it can be used. It has a password generator built into it. It has very, very secure storage. The keychain is convenient in some respects because it unlocks when you log into your computer or your Macintosh. As soon as you log in, you have the keychain is unencrypted and is available to you at any time. And that's where Safari and other programs store passwords. The problem with keychain is it's convenient in that respect. It's inconvenient unless you're only using Apple devices, because it requires an Apple device, and you turn on keychain sync, and you synchronize your keychain among all your devices. If that is sufficient for you, then it probably, it's a free solution. Everybody has access to it. It doesn't work in every case. For instance, unless I'm wrong, I don't know of any way to actually see the contents of my keychain on an iOS device. It will auto-fill passwords in Safari, but what if I want to remember the password for my Facebook app? How do I get that password out of the keychain on iOS? I have to go back to my Mac, look it up there, because I can't access it on the Mac, and then type it in. The nice thing about LastPass, it goes on every device. It is as secure because it's an encrypted store that only you have the password, but it can be shared among all your devices, including non-Apple devices. And so I feel like it's a better purpose-built solution for password sharing. You know, keychain is fine. It's just fewer features, limited to Apple devices only. I feel like LastPass is more convenient. You could just use keychain, but you'll quickly run up against these limitations.
Right, especially if you don't use a Mac, right?
Yeah. Well, if you don't use a Mac, you can't use it at all.
But, yeah, I mean, so if you just have an iPad or just an iPhone and no Mac, then that's
right.
A good reason, too. Okay, we have a voicemail. We love your voicemails. Call us, 757-504-4723. This is from Dennis from Orlando, Florida. He has a follow-up about something we talked about.
Hi, this is Dennis from Orlando, Florida. I enjoy your show.
I was just there.
The last show you were talking about PDFs, putting them into iBooks, and then you kind of left it at that. If you want to get the PDF from iBooks into something like Dropbox, you can email the PDF to yourself.
Sure, you can.
And then from the email, you can open the PDF, and at that point, you're able to upload it to Dropbox directly.
Perfect.
Something I discovered, and I thought you might benefit from it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I got a number. Somebody wrote me and said, because I had said I use my PDFs in iBooks, which is great. And in Safari, if you know this trick, you have to push it down a little bit. You can have it saved PDFs to iBooks. Mm-hmm. And I do that with documentation, which is really handy. Here's camera, as I mentioned, camera documentation. I couldn't figure out how to get this to synchronize to other devices. And he swears that he has his PDFs syncing, and he didn't explain to me how. So that would be the last piece in the puzzle that would make me very happy, because I have PDFs on a variety of different devices. I would love them in iBooks, and I would love them to all synchronize, so to have all those manuals available on all my devices. I haven't figured out how to do that. Is that an iCloud function? Tell us.
So on iBooks on your phone, you don't see that?
No. No, I don't. And I wish I did, because there's also on my iBooks on my desktop.
Well, that's interesting, because I see the same thing. Oh, no, actually, I see two. I see iBooks that I bought.
Yeah.
I don't see PDFs.
Yeah, those
right.
will sync. Yeah. But see, so here's a PDF on my iPhone. I don't even know what this is. Oh, this is the class schedule of my athletic club, my gym, which is great. That's on their website in a PDF. I keep it in there. Not here.
Right.
And this is the manual for my Leica camera. It's on my iPad Pro, but it's not on my iPhone. How do I get these merged?
I see.
Is it iCloud? I can't find a way to do it, and he says he does. So you chat room, anybody?
Yeah, because I have the same thing. I have my kids' school schedule here.
Yeah, it's
but
not
it's
syncing.
Not there, but I have the two books
though. Yeah.
So you go to PDFs and you don't see it, right?
Yeah.
And iBooks.
So that's one of the other thing that you need to know, is that you can't actually just go to where you're choosing what collection. There's an automatically set up a PDF collection that will show you every PDF you've got stored in your iBooks. And it's really, I mean, I do this all the time. My dishwasher's not working. So what do? I go online. I find the manual for the dishwasher. Almost always it's in PDF format. I'm in Safari. And if you, it's just, it's a tricky little thing, but you can, should I show it again?
Sure.
Do people
why not?
Let's see, manual for a Samsung refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need that when
someday you're going to get one. And let's see. Usually what happens is you go to a support page. Some computer stuff. Here's the quick guide. Well, it doesn't matter what I download, I guess. Here we go. Download PDF for the manual. What happens immediately is the PDF loads in Safari.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Oh, did you see that really quickly? It went away. Mm. So there's the manual. And you say, well, where's the iBooks thing? Tap it. Open in. Oh, it went away again. Tap it. Open in iBooks. And it goes away.
Why does it go away so quickly?
They don't want you to know about it.
They don't want you to store too many things.
I don't understand it. Apple has, you know, as is often the case, they have kind of mixed opinions on this. And now it's in my PDFs. Excuse me. In iBooks. Which is where it should be. Mm-hmm. Now you can keep your manuals in there. In fact, that's what he wanted to do, right? Was car repair manuals.
Yeah. All right.
Now, when you get your Samsung refrigerator, if you ever have a problem with it, just call me.
Well, smart refrigerators, smart doorbells, what will they think of next?
Oh, did you see my doorbell ring earlier?
I did.
Wasn't that cool?
Yes. It's been going off a lot, or is that something else? I hear something
it's
buzzing.
It's going off a lot. No, I don't know what that buzz is. I think that's introduced somewhere in the board there. Hmm. No? Something's going... It's like Charlie Callis.
It sounds like a little horn of some kind.
I hear it, too. Oh, look. No, that's the chat room. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody's saying, can't you email it? Yes, you can email it to yourself. I'm talking about synchronizing.
Automatically syncing it.
And I'm not talking about Adobe Reader. Somebody's saying, oh, you can do it with Adobe. No, I'm talking about Apple iBooks.
Just the most simplest thing. It should do it.
Apple should sync iBooks. Yes, you can go. Okay, so one way to do it.
I won't take it anymore.
You go to your iTunes and you connect your iPad up to your iTunes and you synchronize it that way. That's not what I'm talking about. That's why they have iCloud. You know what does synchronize? My doorbell. This doorbell rings my iPhone. It rings my iPad. It rings every device in my house. And I stopped missing people coming to the door because I hear it now. That was actually the first reason I bought the Ring Video doorbell, because I wanted to know. I can never hear. I'm an old man. And it's a big house. And the ding-dong doorbell chime is not that loud. Do you ever miss people coming to your house?
Our doorbell doesn't work.
You see? So. Exactly.
No one ever comes to our house.
You could fix it with this. So this works with both wired and unwired doorbells. So if you have a wired doorbell, it's very easy to take the old doorbell off. You get two wires coming out of your door jamb. They've got videos to show you all this. In fact, the great thing about the Ring Video doorbell, I love this, it comes with not just the video doorbell, but all the tools you need. Drill bit, screwdriver bit, instructions. There's even a level in here so that it looks nice. Marco could do this. So you take the old doorbell off, you get two wires, you attach the new doorbell, and then you pair it with your Wi-Fi. You need Wi-Fi if you're going to use this. Everybody has Wi-Fi.
We have Wi-Fi. Just not when we're using the microwave.
Not when you're using the microwave. This won't have that problem. You pair it with the Wi-Fi, and now when you ring the doorbell, somebody rings the doorbell, bing bong, it rings everything. It rings my home. It rings in my home because my chimes work, but it also rings on my phones, my laptops, everywhere. And that means you not only know that somebody's at the door, but to see this, there's a camera, there's a microphone and speakers in here too. So not only can you tell somebody's ringing your doorbell, you could speak to them, you could see them. You say, hey, yeah, what is it? And not just when you're at home, but when you're on the road anywhere. So you see, I have one, and I get a lot of notifications. But look, if somebody's delivering a package, I could say, just put it on the step there. I can even keep an eye on the package because it has a motion sensor. So when anybody comes up on my porch, I have a video recording of them being on my porch. It is so awesome. It is a great, by the way, for you, if you have a non-working doorbell, you'll use it as a wireless device because it has a little chime that you can plug in your house, and then you can also, your phones will ring. So you don't have to have wired doorbells. It's even got a lithium ion battery in the doorbell that's rated for a year. So every once a year, you take it off, you charge it up, it comes with a USB cable, and you're good to go for another year. We're going to get you free FedEx shipping, so you can get it stat at ring.com/iOS today. I mean, the applications are myriad. I could see when people come and go from the house. So when Abby leaves and then comes back at 3 in the morning, I have a video record of it, and I can say, Abby, you can't... I don't have to worry about that anymore. She's an adult. But but Annabelle is going to be a teenager
know,
any minute now.
Sometimes if we ever leave her alone, that would be good to do. We know who's coming over.
But if she comes home late, you know, you don't have to wait up. Break-ins happen during the day. The bad guys tend to come... About 95% of them, they come to the door, they ring the doorbell. You don't answer, they go around back, break in. If you answer, they think you're in the house, and let's see, the guy, he's walking away. He said, no, sorry, wrong number. I guess I'm not going to rob you. And even if somebody doesn't ring your doorbell, you can see them get crystal clear HD video of them. It's like having somebody keep an eye on your house 24/7. Even on the boat, it was great. We had somebody house sitting, and I can keep an eye on them. The Ring Video Doorbell. I love this. One of the top 10 gadgets of 2015, according to Time Magazine and USA Today. Go to ring.com/iOS today for free expedited shipping. Ring.com/iOS today.
All right. This is the time we wear hats.
What's your say?
Mine says
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Ford Iron Man.
Yeah, so because in honor of our discussion of Ford, this is the time when we talk about our favorite apps and we wear caps because it's the app cap.
You're an Iron Man triathlete, aren't you?
I am not a triathlete. I am a runner. I am actually running a 10-mile run on Sunday. Next Monday, when you see me, I'll have either survived
sore.
Or not.
Oh, you could do that in your sleep.
It's 15K. That makes it sound much scarier,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah,
15K.
Good. You know what, though? Make sure you do your thing.
I will.
Watch
I for sure will.
That, right?
Okay, so I earlier talked about one of my New Year's resolutions is to be able to say possibly offensive things on post them and make them look like inspirational quotes on the internet. So,
isn't that sweet?
Thanks to Stan, who's from Hawaii, he recommended an app called Typography. Retype. It's called Retype. Let's get
Type
the name right.
Retype.
It is called Retype, and I will find it for you because it is on my iPad. There it is. Retype. So it doesn't work very well on the iPad Pro. Should I adjust to that or no?
Mm.
That's good.
Oh, I love this.
Okay.
I love this. It makes it an inspirational quote.
Right. So let's just do this. There we go. How's that? So let's type something. What should we type? This iPad is heavy.
It's not really made to do that.
What would you like to post about?
Let's see. If I have to read one more inspirational poster, I'm just going to plots.
That's good.
Okay. Inspirational. So it doesn't, you don't even have to know what you're doing. I'm sorry, I made that a little hard. S-P-I-R-A-T-I-O-N-A-L.
It's inspirational, my wrist is breaking from poster. Mm-hmm.
And it automatically formats it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to plots. P-L-O-T-C. Ghana's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
look at that.
There we go. So
that is nice.
And
oh, and you can pick the background?
Yes. So first we can pick what, you know, the text is going to look like. What do you like? Ooh, that one's good with the trumpet.
I love this.
I like the one with the
trumpet. The trumpet's good.
Yeah. And then you can pick the background. So I could pick from my own photos.
Oh, you can. Oh, nice. Oh, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, it's great.
This is awesome.
It is really. You can, you know, make it smaller, change the text. Let's go back and change. Oh, let's see. So it really basically turns you into a graphic designer. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It should always be a kitten hanging.
Hanging in there.
By its toes. That is nice.
It is really heavy to hold this.
iPad Pro is not made for that particular use.
And then
you need
I
one
can
of those straps
to,
on the back.
Yes, I can save it to my photo roll or
oh,
I can
I'm getting that. What's that called?
It's called Retype.
Retype.
I can share it directly to Instagram.
I hate those. I just hate
those. So yeah, I've made several. I've shared them on Twitter. Take a look.
Is that a thing that is it particularly women like? Because Lisa follows all these inspirational quote accounts and retweets them and re-Instagrams them. Is it just something people is it just maybe I don't know.
Maybe it's a female thing.
I think it's a female thing.
I think I like to be inspired occasionally, but I also like to make.
But I think now you can. There's actually a great Instagram and a website called, I think, Disinspiration.
Oh, Unspirational.
Unspirational.
I'm a big fan of Unspirational.
Yeah, that's probably how they do it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, this one is a good one for this show, too, here.
So somebody in the chat room said, go to the iBooks settings and turn on Sync Collections, which I did long ago. And it
still doesn't
work.
Yeah.
I think iBooks only syncs things you buy in iBooks. I don't think it cares about PDFs.
It doesn't care.
Because they don't come from Apple. It's
maybe it doesn't like you.
Can't be responsible.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the PDF. So
Retype,
and I believe it is $2.99, but let me see. It might be free.
It costs money?
Retype.
Oh, man.
Let's see.
It's $2.99. It's worth
it. Totally worth it.
It's worth it. I'm buying it right now.
Retype. Thank you, Stan, from Hawaii.
So good.
For recommending Retype. I love it.
I'm going to start putting inspirational quotes up there. On my Instagram.
Use your photos.
And
use
my photos.
Your new photos.
Black and white photos.
Yes.
So I played, before we went on the cruise, we had the family get together, the Christmas party, and, all the aunts and uncles I haven't seen in a whole year were there and stuff. And it's a little hard because you're looking for something everybody can do and have fun with. And Cousin Mario said, let's all play Heads Up. And we were all sitting around the table. I said, oh, come on, what's that? He said, it's on your iPhone. Only one of you has to have it. Mario had it, so I didn't need to install it. But I actually did because I love it so much. It's a free game that has in-app purchases. And it is my app cap because it's so much fun to play. Now, you can do it on the iPad. But you probably don't want to hold your iPad Pro to your forehead, and that's what you're going to have to do.
I don't even want to hold the iPad Pro at all. It just broke down.
So it comes with free stuff, and then it has in-app purchases for a variety of other decks. You can buy them in bundles, like your 15 favorite decks for $10. But it comes with enough stuff that you don't have to do that, although I wouldn't mind a Force Awakens deck. Now, let me show you. We'll play the game. By the way, if you're going to buy only one deck, buy this one for 99 cents. It lets you design your own heads-up decks. The decks are very simple. They don't, in fact, I almost hate to pay for these because all you really have to do is, let's see, I don't want a bundle, is pick a deck. That's kind of a category. Here, let's let Ellen describe.
Okay. New game, heads-up. You should probably know how to play it. It's very easy.
Oh, that's all right. I know how to play it. You pick a category. What do you want to do? Blockbuster movies,
yes.
Animals Gone Wild, this one's fun, Accents and Impressions. Let's play this one.
Okay.
Okay? So, now what you're going to do is there's the person with the phone.
Okay.
Is going to guess. You know what? It's easier to show.
You do the accents.
No, watch. Okay. So, we're going to enable the camera, enable the microphone.
It's more than just a piece of paper then.
Oh, yeah. You could play this with a piece of paper. Oh, now, you place this on the forehead.
Okay.
I'm going to place it on my forehead. And then it's going to say 3, 2, 1.
And I have to make them do the impression.
You're reading this. I can't read it.
I have to do that. Another one. I can't do
okay,
that.
Okay. Now, if you want to pass, you do this.
Pass.
And then,
can't do that either.
Okay. And I'm losing a point every time.
Oh, yes. Where's my baby? The dingo just ate it.
And I'm
on the Barbie with some shrimp.
Australian accent.
Yes.
Okay. Then if you get it right, you go like this. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh,
I'm doing it wrong. I passed. Okay.
No, but now I get to do one, right?
No. We have to do the whole category.
I can't do this.
Okay.
You
so if you get it right, you do this. If you don't like it, you pass like that. Okay.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Transylvania, you go. Okay,
oh,
you know what? Let's do one. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it. This time you're going to be the person.
I guess I have to
get through these.
Okay. Oh, I could have done Porky Pig and Elmo.
Jamaican. Eman. Rustaman. Francais. Okay. And then what's nice is it keeps track. Ooh. Gollum, mm-hmm. Right? So these are accents. Beaker.
I could have done Beaker.
You could have done Beaker. Ned Flanders.
Okay, so time's up.
You get a minute to do all of them, okay? And then it gives you your score, and it counts down your score, and it shows you what you
Morgan
did right
Freeman
and wrong.
Too.
Can you show my my screen here? And then look at all those that you got right, and then it'll tell you you got 14 points. And then you go to the next one. So you want to watch the video.
Watch.
Oh, there's a video. Ah.
Me?
Yeah, you could have a video of us doing this. Greek. See, I wasn't pointing at you, I was pointing at the camera. But it would show you trying to do this Greek accent, right? All right, and I did it the wrong way. This is actually a really fun game. All right, you pick a category.
Movie characters.
Okay, you could do the movie characters. How do I do this? No. Let's see. Which one?
Movies.
Here, you get to pick.
Okay.
You should tell me
the
category.
Okay, blockbuster
movies. Blockbuster movies. Okay, you put it up to your forehead. Okay, now... Play some four. Okay, get ready.
Okay, I can't
3, 2, 1. Okay. Zombies and
World War Z.
A month after the zombies, it's terrible. The world is over, and then these
that
people
World
have
War
to
Z?
Go through the. No, it's Thanks. Another one. It's like that.
It's
a British
zombie apocalypse.
The director was who directed that one? I don't remember. Pass. Very good.
Okay.
What now here's
it?
A new
okay.
one.
Can you see over my hat?
Why is it just still saying pass?
There you go.
There. Oh. Okay. My heart must go on.
Oh, Titanic.
Yes. Down. Okay. It's a Tim Burton film.
Night Before Christmas.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, did I do it wrong?
No, wrong way. Yeah. Oh, well, that's all right. We already lost. Okay. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages.
Star Trek.
Yes. Thank you. It's been a beautiful friendship, sweetheart.
Oh, Casablanca.
Yes. Okay. Now, okay. Dum, 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 dum.
Star Wars.
Okay. And then, you know what? It's fun because
it is really fun.
It's you get excited.
I'm sure it was
now, the
not
way
as
to play
to
this is not just with one person. It's actually easier with you two people like this.
Right.
If you have 10 people all shouting their own bad Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions,
yeah,
it's quite humorous. It's quite humorous, but very hard to play.
Mm.
So, but that makes it more fun, right?
Yeah.
So this is a great party game.
I'm totally downloading that.
It's free. It's called Heads Up. You're going to get suckered, though, because as soon as you start doing it, you go through the packs, then you're going to want to make more. But you see,
later.
The packs would be easy to make. If you paid 99 cents for a pack maker, and then the movie titles, you just put in a bunch of movie titles, right? It's easy. And frankly, I think you'd do a better job than the people at Warner Brothers who made these packs, because they're not great. Anyway, it's called Heads Up, and it's fun, isn't it? And
fun.
I didn't know that you could make a video while you're doing it, so you could see people acting really dorkily and save that and then upload it to your make your friends. So fun program.
We were good at that. We should go on the road.
Animals Gone Wild, Hey Mr. DJ, Access and Impressions. It comes with a bunch of them. And by the way, English and Spanish, which is kind of fun. And then of course, you can add more. Fun game. Heads Up. It was a great holiday treat for us all.
I love that. I'm downloading it.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's it. Thanks for emailing us. Thanks for watching. You can email me, Megan, at twit.tv. You can email the show at iOS Today.
It's 99 cents. Is it 99 cents? I'm sorry.
Just for the app and the 99 cents for every additional pack. Let us know how your resolutions are going.
Yes.
Thank you to everyone who responded on Twitter about the cables and also the New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, and if you could figure out a way to... I don't think there's a way for PDFs to sync, except you got to connect it up to iTunes.
But people say that they've been able to do that.
Well, that's the thing. The guy wrote me and said, no, look, see, all of the PDFs are everywhere, but it never worked for me. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know either. But yeah, our show is live every day, 1:30, well, every Monday. Wish it were every day. Every Monday.
Do you really? You know what it is every
really
day?
It's fun.
And it's going to start in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
TNT, the brand new TNT with Jason Howell and Megan Maroney.
Yes.
Tech News Today is now in the afternoons, and Jason and Megan are hosting it.
We are.
And I'm excited. This is your debut
episode. And Jason's doing all the work for me right now.
Well,
I'm
you're
here
busy.
Playing
you
a game.
Show. Yeah. Tuesdays you'll do all his work because he's got
all about Android. Yeah, that's true. All right, thanks for joining us. That's all for iOS Today. Do we have anything that we do?
Nope. Happy New Year.
Yeah,
we'll
Happy
see
New Year.
See you next week. Bye-bye, everybody. Oh, I like that. That's good. We can toss the